This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Eight Epiphany Thursday before last Epiphany A. To be used after the last variable Sunday of Epiphany until Transfiguration. First posted March 3, 2011. Matthew 17:1-9 Transfiguration. Paraphrase. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and went up to the top of a mountain. Jesus was transfigured in their presence, his face became bright as the sun, and his clothes became radiant as light. Two figures, Moses and Elijah, appeared with Jesus and were talking with him. Peter suggested that the disciples should build three booths, one each for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. While Peter was saying this, a bright cloud overshadowed and a voice from the cloud declared that Jesus was God's beloved Son, that God was well pleased with him, and that the disciples should listen, hear and obey him. The disciples were frightened by what they had heard and seen, and prostrated themselves, but Jesus came and touched them and told them not to be afraid. When they looked around, there was no one with them but Jesus. As they came down from the mountaintop, Jesus told them not to tell anyone what they had witnessed, until the Son of Man is raised from the dead, Matthew 17:9. Commentary, Peter, Cephas, Simon, James and John were the three disciples of Jesus' inner circle. They had also accompanied Jesus into the home of Jairus, when the daughter was raised from the dead, Luke 8:41-56. The Apostle Paul later stated that they were pillars of the church in Jerusalem, Galatians 2:9. They were chosen by Jesus to witness Jesus' transfiguration and the presence of Moses and Elijah during that transfiguration. The scribes, teachers of the law, the Jewish scripture, taught that Elijah was expected to return to prepare Israel for the coming of Messiah. The three disciples asked Jesus about this on the way down from the mountaintop, and Jesus told them that John the Baptist was the fulfillment of that prophecy, Matthew 17:10-14. The three disciples had also witnessed the fulfillment of that prophecy on the mountaintop in the appearance of Moses and Elijah. Peter suggested building three booths. Booths were temporary shelters set up during the Feast of Tabernacles, booths to commemorate the Israel's wilderness experience. Booths had become a religious symbol and shrine. Peter wanted to create a memorial to Moses, the lawgiver, and Elijah, the great prophet, as well as Jesus, but the voice of God made it clear that Jesus was of greater magnitude than the Jewish patriarchs. Jesus was the beloved and only begotten Son of God, and that we are to trust and obey Jesus, rather than being loyal to the Jewish patriarchs and Jewish tradition. The three disciples were witness to the transfiguration of Jesus and the appearance of Moses and Elijah, but were not to testify to that experience until after Jesus had been raised from the dead. Moses' face had become radiant after being in the presence of God on the mountaintop, Exodus 34:29-35. Jesus' face was as radiant as the sun and his clothes were also supernaturally radiant. Jesus' radiance was a greater order of magnitude. Jesus is the new spiritual Moses. He is not only fully human but fully divine, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. Jesus is the new mediator between God and mankind. Jesus is the new leader who brings us through the spiritual wilderness into the eternal promised land. Jesus doesn't just reflect God's presence, he radiates it. The three disciples were allowed to witness Jesus' heavenly glory, and to testify about it after Jesus' death and resurrection, but Jesus did not demonstrate it publicly, so that people would have the freedom to decide for themselves who Jesus is. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.